wondering where everyone is.
Today, Alternative Cinema Podcast, I'm going to be joined by the Russ, Aaron Russ, William Hellfire, John Fedeli. Who's this? Oh, yeah. John, I have to tell you, you look like a bum.
I feel like a bum. I just had a cheese quesadilla at Taco Bell.
No, you really did?
I had a chicken cheese quesadilla. I feel like a Mexican threw up in my mouth.
I came out the door and you were like by the dumpster and you like hunched over.
I just don't feel so good.
So you completely ruined any plans of going out later.
No.
I'm waiting for the William and the Russ.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be here in any minute. I can tell you about my experience, though.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, it was a cheese quesadilla, chicken cheese quesadilla. Oh, cheese doesn't drip. Cheese oozes. It wasn't real cheese.
Really?
It was some kind of cheese food.
Oh.
And the chicken tasted too much like chicken.
Look! It's... Hey!
Hi!
Hey, guys.
Hungry? We're very excited.
I got your crappy food here.
Hey, I have that shirt.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
It worked for you.
Hey, Russ.
Hi!
Well, we got everything, so come on in. So what happened? You go in the drive-in or no?
No, I went inside so I didn't get effed with the packets of sauce.
Okay.
And you know how like when you eat a watermelon lollipop, it tastes a little bit too much like watermelon?
Yeah.
That's how the chicken tasted. So it's like synthetic chicken somehow.
Chicken like, quesadilla.
Yeah. Well, when I actually ate a piece of chicken that was, it tasted completely way too much like chicken.
So there's no way we're going out later?
There's no way we're going out to Taco Bell later.
Okay. All right, here come the William and the Russ. And,
they have no idea what's in store for them. We're doing the Dorito taco taste test tonight. You guys are. I'm not.
Oh, you're sitting out.
Oh,
there are a bunch of reviews online. There's like 10 or 20. I go to YouTube.
And what do they say?
Type it. Everyone's just crunching away. Like,
oh, man, this is pretty good.
Well, I didn't get the Supreme. I got the regular.
Yeah, regular's good.
Yeah, because the Supreme seemed a little bit messier. It wasn't going to make the ride, I don't think.
Well, here comes the gang, so I guess we'll head upstairs.
We'll reconvene upstairs after I throw up.
Okay.
What would I get?
He's sick already.
Oh, that's cool. It's good, man. Yeah. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Hey, hug.
I'm going to the AC Podcast. I love to podcast with my friends. I like to tell people about all the good groovy things happening in independent cinema. I like to watch John throw up Taco Bell. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. We're here at the Alternative Cinema Studio for the Alternative Cinema Podcast. May 2012.
It's not broken.
And right now, before we get started, we're going to do a taste test for the new, it's called Doritos Locos Tacos. By Taco Bell.
Mm.
And what it is a taco.
Oh my gosh, it's falling apart.
With a Dorito shell. Well, you got the sauce or did you F us, John?
No, I got the sauce.
I have the sauce.
Oh, you're better off the other one. You're better off the other one.
I think I need
the other one was better.
It's all like panic stricken.
Do you want sauce, Aaron?
Nah. I'm okay, thank you.
I use the mild sauce. I used to use the extra hot, but that was years ago.
This little sleeve that they have on it, I thought at first that they printed on the shell or something. I was like, what kind of food is this?
It comes
in a full color. Oh, John, that camera's for you.
I don't think I can.
You can take some shots while we eat.
Oh, okay, great.
Top button red.
Wow. Everybody's pretty quiet.
Everyone's like, really? I should do the commentary. Everyone's really quiet. Kind of just like, there's no real crunch, so I'm going to have to solve that.
Good crunch.
I watched every review on YouTube, and every 20-something just,
well, you know, your fingers get orange.
It's kind of like a...
Yeah, not needless to say, your intestines as well. What color will your poop be tomorrow?
Oh, it's going to be like...
You're like, oh my God, something happened. Oh, it's just the Doritos taco.
Something happened. There's going to be a recall. Because didn't that happen with Booberry?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 70s, everybody had red BMs.
Oh, is that right?
So like all the little kids, bowel movement. All the little kids thought they were bleeding.
Not blue?
Parents thought they were bleeding rectally. No, it was red.
John's not eating because he went through the drive-thru and greedily ate
case of vomit.
Why didn't he get this?
I don't know. I don't know what
you
that meat.
You did get one.
I don't know what that meat is. I have no idea what's
in
that.
I'm not going to tell you.
I'm sure it tastes great.
Mm. There are also kids on YouTube once they're eating.
I thought I was there.
Well, so, everyone out there in the States, listen to the States, but not you, Leslie Moore, as you're all way in the other side of the world.
Leslie.
He is from Australia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good day.
The UK Pizza Hut, they have a hot dog in the crust now.
Oh, my God.
A hot dog in the crust of a pizza. Here we go. That
The debauchery never end. Mike, you, how many bites did it take you to eat that? That was like 3 bites.
I'm done, too. One. Did we finish at the same
two,
time?
Yeah. Three.
We're champs.
You're talking about, bowel movements that had color in it. My father-in-law told me that when he went into the Army, the hazing ritual was all night they punched you in the stomach. And you had to drink beer that was had red dye in it. So all night they're punching you in the stomach and you're drinking red beer. And the next morning you're shitting and peeing all of the red dye. So you think you have internal bleeding. All the guys are like, oh my God, they killed me last night. I'm dying.
I could eat another one.
That's pretty hilarious.
Really? Go for it.
Mike, are you going to have the other taco?
No, you go for it.
Go for it.
I haven't eaten anything but munchkins today.
You're not going to put any sauce on it?
Maybe I will this time.
I'll reserve my appetite later for when John and I go out.
Mr. Reed.
Just go to the diner. You guys can
come. Go to the diner?
I put sauce on this time.
So what's your verdict?
I can't believe we can talk about BMs and vomit while we're eating. And
we're so desensitized.
Oh, yeah. That was yours.
Thank you. This reminded me of... being young, and just the crap you would mix together to eat, concoct.
Yeah, there were two kids in there, teenagers, were ordering a shitload of stuff.
Yeah,
it's Friday night, dude.
Yeah.
So good.
They're open to like 2. People come stumbling in at like 1 in the morning. Like,
dude, what are you gonna get, man? I'm getting.
You can't get hurt on one taco.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's safe to have. One taco.
Yeah.
I'm having two.
The Russ is a tiger shark.
Taco-holic.
She can do that.
We're going to take a quick break, and we come back, we're going to have the verdict.
Thank you.
The verdict.
Yeah, so stand by.
When America's looking for something exciting to eat, America heads for Taco Bell.
All the things you love so much, make it for your eyes with a Taco Bell touch. It's like hot sauce, tomato sauce, too.
And we're back. Beat you to it.
This is podcast number whatever.
5.
Hey, let's get right into some fun stuff. The first thing I'll do is ask folks out there listening to tell your friends. Maybe, Aaron, before you came over, maybe you noticed I did a little blast on the Facebook, you know, Alternative Cinema. And I will
tell
cool. I will tell you why.
Why?
Because we have lost all of our listeners, and I'll tell you why.
Really?
Yeah.
All of them.
Except for Noel.
Like 85%.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
What happened was...
Fuck them.
Diehard listeners know what happened. Here's what happened.
No more shit stories.
The purity police from iTunes saw that our avatar was a picture of Darian Kane holding a film reel with a really low-cut shirt.
You could see her nipple.
You're kidding
me. It's a Mike James trademark.
Areola.
You see just a little... It's a Mike James picture.
Oh.
You know, Mike James kind of boosts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. The Playmate of the Apes cover.
Right.
Lord. So here's Darian with this, like, rack.
Mm-hmm.
Plump. It's like, you know what it's like? Yeah. Sort of like ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a ballpark picture. He kind of, like, plumps them up.
Yeah.
Right? They're, like, plumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Big, plumpy,
they
juicy.
They plump when you photoshop.
They're hammer boobs.
The boobs bigger.
They're hammer boobs. You ever see those
hammer boobs?
Moves?
Yeah. Yeah.
The plumpy.
Yeah, they're like, just, like, corseted up into, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only reason I watch them, just waiting for one of those to pop.
So I could picture someone, sorry, John, someone kind of like...
Your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Like, her job is like she works for iTunes, and she has to go through podcasts to make sure everything fits like their, you know...
Their standards.
Standards. So I can see like someone like your mom, just like, oh my... Or you, playing the woman, the granny character from FBI Guys.
Oh!
Exactly. Oh my, what is that? Oh, we
how
can't have this click.
How offensive.
And what they did was they disconnected the show
What show?
From iTunes, so it disconnected all the subscribers.
Oh, dear.
So we're down, back down to...
It's intimate.
We had...
Yeah. I'm in my underwear.
We so. Had...
and they're nice.
What do you call that?
Never saw Spider-Man underwear that
I mean, it was just phenomenal, the amount of people listening to AC Podcast, and we got clicked off. So now, it's kind of like Sisyphus, you know? Yeah.
You got to start at the bottom and push that ball up the hill again.
All I did was take 1 second.
Like a dung beetle.
The ball just rolled down the hill. So now I have to ask people all over again.
Spread the word.
Like, hey, could you subscribe to us on iTunes? Hey, can you subscribe to us on iTunes?
Well, did Share you change us. The icon?
Announce it on.
You change the icon?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is it now?
It's Aaron Ross looking all cozy, like with a magazine.
Mm-hmm. Used to be, girls and corpses.
Used to be girls and corpses, but I took the cartoon of us and
put it in there.
It in.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
the
great.
Plus thing is that the Russ is on it. Mm-hmm. The minus thing is like there's no like big
there's
spilling
no boobs.
Boobs. It's sort of like a PG-13 image.
Yeah, very. It's
PG.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So well, hopefully we can get some listeners back. Hopefully folks will tune in.
Yeah.
So folks out there, those of you that are listening, as Noel Scott Anderson would say, the tens of listeners that listen to the AC podcast. Well, we're back.
Great.
We're back to nothing.
Great.
You could write in P.O. Box 152, Butler, New Jersey. You can send an email, podcast@alternativecinema.com. And before we get on to our whole agenda, which is we're going to have news. We're going to have a calendar, more news, music.
Yeah.
We talk about Doug Walsh and his cartoons,
yes.
Which is part of the fan mail department.
Yeah.
But before that, I have a super surprise.
Oh, dear.
Here comes a super surprise.
This is a little gift from our photo shoot. And
ooh.
Yeah.
Polaroids.
These are the Polaroid originals.
Aww.
And the very last Polaroids. Oh, my God. Just as promised, a McDonald's gift card.
Yay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Those are
very
cool. Now,
cool.
Mike, what type of impossible film is that where it has the borders or different colors?
It's called Impossible by Naigo. Naigo is the Japanese artist who designed these, which are colored borders.
Yes.
And this film works in your SX70 Polaroid camera. So go in like your mom's closet, your grandma's closet.
Yeah.
You know, or you can like, I don't know, be like,
listen, grandma, give me the SX70.
Give me that SX70. You're going to sell it for drugs.
No, I'm not. I'm going to shoot some Naigo film.
Yeah.
And then sell the pictures for drugs.
And then be like,
come on, grandma, show me some more sexy positions.
Stop it.
Myself, William, the Russ, Paige Davis, we did a photo shoot for a new item on the AC website, and also going to be in our catalog, which is a video violence t-shirt.
Yay!
Everyone's very excited about that on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. And I want to show you our full page flyer that's going to be distributed.
Oh my God. I love it.
It's going to be distributed in our catalog.
Awesome.
And also given out at conventions.
Oh, I love it.
This is a t-shirt for the 1987 film Video Violence, the shot on video, amazing gore fest, you know, the retro 80s collection.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's on the basement big box.
Big box. Big box.
Very nice. This is hilarious.
Yeah, I see.
But that's not all.
That's not all.
In the May, maybe June, I think maybe May, maybe June, Fangoria Magazine is going to be an ad.
Shut up.
Yes.
Oh,
with a Video Violence t-shirt.
Yay! Oh my gosh, it says Aaron Ross on it. Star of the DVD. Oh my gosh, the DVD pork chop. This is so exciting.
That's right, Aaron Ross, star of the
/ Alternative
Cinema
podcast.
Did you do anything to this picture down here?
No,
this
no.
This is
he looks
so
like
exciting.
Old, you look like old.
Look, there you are.
Broken neck. Neck looks like it's broken.
Yeah.
It's insane.
This is so cool.
Like yeah, that's very cool.
I'm so
sideways.
Excited.
More dead boyfriend motif. It's very hilarious.
So what we're looking at, of course, out there, everyone's gathered around the radio.
Yes.
Is a full color
so
ad
stoked.
Of William and Aaron wearing the Video Violence t-shirt. William has a saw through his head.
His face is just priceless.
Yeah. And I shot a Lomo Kino movie.
Yes.
To you know, a little commercial for the Video Violence t-shirt. Folks out there may be saying, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
These are mini movies. And if you go to YouTube and type in Film Photography Tube, you will see the previous Lomo Kino movies we shot, which is Dracula's Daughter, starring Aaron Russ, and The Smooth Sailors.
Yes, very cool.
Yes, very cool.
I am actually going to be a werewolf again.
Finally.
You know, finally.
Finally.
Why?
No, I've been a werewolf before.
The moon is full tonight?
In late fee.
We are going to do another Lomo Kino movie. Mike Rosso is going to shoot another Lomo Kino film.
That's right.
Spook Show, a short.
Lomo Kino Spook
and,
Show.
And Paige is going to be doing the makeup.
Transformation.
Wow, I'm going to be a werewolf that'd yet again. Awesome. So we're actually going to get to see a stop-motion transformation werewolf.
Wow.
And the Russ is going to be in it. We're not going to tell you what it's about, but it'll be very exciting. Uh-huh. So it's something to really look forward to. So please go check out the other one up on YouTube.
Yep.
Dracula's Daughter.
Dracula's Daughter.
If you type in Lomo Kino Dracula.
Daughter.
I play Dracula's Daughter, but it's called
Daughter Dracula.
But if you type in Lomo Kino Dracula,
or
it comes
Lomo
up.
Kino Spook Show.
Oh, yeah, okay. L-O-M-O-K-I-N-O. Lomo Kino.
Was his name
Spook Show. So, wow. Yeah, we're going to be doing this werewolf thing. It's going to be really super cool.
This kind of special effects not seen since Lon Chaney Jr.
Cool. And this will be my second werewolf because I played a werewolf in Late Fee.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I peed in the candy.
Okay. It's going to be spectacular. And folks, excited. Check out these vids. They'll only take 30 seconds of your time.
Yeah, they're very quick.
These are fast.
Now, is the werewolf movie going to be a little bit longer?
No.
It's going to be 20 seconds.
20, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
It's going to be a fast transformation.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Transform.
They do it quick.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to check it out.
It's going to be a good time.
So
you got to go check that out on YouTube, definitely. And look out for this cool commercial, which I'm very excited to see how it comes out.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Where I steal Aaron Russ's remote and she stabs me with a giant oversized knife.
That's taking it a bit too far, isn't it?
It happens in our house every night. So, no, it's great. These are fantastic, Mike.
Cool.
Thank you for inviting us to play around on the on your living room set. Well, I love your old junky television as well. And it's so great.
Yay!
I think people are really going to dig the new T-shirt line.
Yeah, the T-shirts are $12.99 for men's small and XL, and $14.99 for 2XL and 3XL.
Right. This is no Guns N' Roses concert $40 T-shirt.
No. These are very inexpensive. What? You should definitely check it out.
What type of fabric is the T-shirt?
It's cotton.
Oh, 100%?
Right.
Oh.
If you happen to be a little larger like me... You have to pay $2 more.
Yeah.
Like, for what? Extra,
it's like getting on an airplane.
Got like 2X? You should see John and I at the Asia concert trying to cram into like a child's seat.
Oh, those seats are tight. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At the top.
You got it's $12.99, small, men's small through XL.
Mm-hmm.
And then $2 extra, $14.99 for 2X
for
and 3X.
For Kevin Smith size.
What do you think he is? 2X?
He's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wears
a lot of hockey shirts.
Airplane.
He did.
Oh, what happened?
They kicked him off the plane because he couldn't fit in the seat, and he was really pissed.
For real?
Yeah.
They had to give him 3 parachutes.
Yeah.
Nice guy, buddy. Hey, he's a little overweight.
Yeah. So, Video Violence T-shirts, awesome. Hey, we'll be right back.
All
right.
Sir Jugular. Is that the way Jenny Williams was killed?
Yes. Find something?
Animal tracks.
Whoever is bitten by a werewolf and lives... becomes a werewolf himself.
Oh, don't hand me that. You're just wasting your time.
The wolf bit you, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
You wouldn't want to run away with a murderer, would you?
Oh, Larry, you're not. You know you're not.
I killed Bela. I killed Richardson. If I stay here any longer, you can't tell who'll be next.
This program is brought to you by Alternative Cinema, your online source for independent DVDs and video dedicated to the enjoyment of independent and underground movies that range from the brilliant to the bizarre and everything in between. AlternativeCinema.com.
Hey, we're back.
We're back.
Oh. So welcome to the Alternative Cinema Podcast. For folks that are listening, hey, man, I really, really, we all appreciate you tuning in. I don't take it for granted that you're taking your valuable time and, you know, tuning in.
Spending it with us.
Spending it with us to talk about creepy, crazy B-movies. When I think of creepy, crazy.
Crazy. Today's crazy.
Like Jim Van Bebber, which we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Today's all crazy.
Today is crazy. It's May. Mm-hmm. We got the Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. We're going to Mexico.
Yeah, we're going to be going to Mexico in a few minutes. So I guess I'll start off with the news from AC.
Well, what's the news?
What's the news, dude?
Well, the news is...
Where's your...
news is good news.
Where are your talking points, as you would say?
Oh, wait a minute.
It's coming up.
You lost your notes. We'll be right back after this.
These are our notes.
Okay. Well, we have some releases coming out.
Yeah.
Well. Documenting the Gray Man. It's about aliens and shit.
Yeah.
Comes out in July. We're going to be doing a review.
Okay.
I just want to give you like the rundown.
Right.
Ground Zero.
Right.
Apparently, this is a zombie movie that everyone around the office is, there's a buzz around it. Like, hey, man.
Did you see that Ground Zero?
It comes out in August. We're going to be talking more about that. As also the prolific Richard Griffin, Atomic Brain Invasion.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Great title.
Yeah, that sounds crazy, right? It's like Cold War era sci-fi.
Mm-hmm. It's the Dorito taco talking.
In the fall, Camp is putting out Crimson, a gritty, dark, mesmerizing tale of comic book of a comic book author turned superhero vigilante after suffering severe head trauma.
Superhero.
Head trauma.
Super or super?
Super.
Okay.
You can put like a little marquee in your house. Like,
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. These are the Polaroid. I'm looking at the Polaroid photos of the video violence shoot, and they're really amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have scans of these?
I do.
Post these for everybody to see?
Yeah, I could send you scans if you don't have a scanner.
Yeah,
have a scanner?
Not anymore.
I want to scan that Fangoria ad when it's out, but I can't. Maybe.
The Rosso maybe. Will send it.
Yep.
Come here with a Dorito taco and...
No, I think it'd be
number one.
Cold by the time I get here.
A number one.
Cold is fine.
I took a.
They're better cold, I think. Aren't they?
I drove to Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, you did.
To visit Matt Marash's gallery show.
Mm-hmm.
And AC podcast listener Dan Domi was there.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's right. On the way there, I had a cooler. I went to the health food store. I'm like,
hey, man, I'm not like succumbing to this, like, you know.
It's like wreckage.
Hmm.
The only thing you can eat on the highway is wreckage.
Yeah.
It's nothing to eat.
No.
Got truck stops and McDonald's.
Yeah. Nothing good.
You got...
nothing good for you, I guess.
You got that Cracker Barrel.
What? I never stopped at
one of those. Go in there, it's like everything's really salty.
Really?
They have the best cheese.
Oh, is that right?
The market. I can't eat it
I
anymore,
like Cracker Barrel cheese.
Yeah.
Do they sell Cracker Barrel cheese at Cracker Barrel?
A big block.
Big square.
So I had all these healthy
sandwiches. Cheese.
All these healthy sandwiches.
Yeah.
Like health food. Everything was great. But on the way home.
Uh-oh. Bad news.
Slumming it.
It's like 7 a.m. Stop at McDonald's.
Ooh.
Yep.
That's the breakfast. 8
o'clock, stop at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, my God.
That's all right.
Noon, stop at McDonald's.
Oh.
Number one.
Yeah. Oh. Number one.
2 o'clock, stop and get a lot lizard.
At 2 o'clock,
yeah.
BM.
Yeah. Yeah. Bowel movement.
At 12 o'clock, number one. At 12:20, number two.
There's no. We're here in Butler, New Jersey. There, our McDonald's, you know, got flooded out.
Oh. They never opened it again.
No,
huh?
We have no McDonald's.
Wow.
We'd have to ride all the way to Route 46.
It's a haul.
Or all the way into, like, Rockaway.
You got a Burger King.
Or all the way into... It's not the same.
I know. Come on.
It's much better tasting.
No.
Painted on flavor is better.
You like
else.
The flame broiled taste.
The painted on flame broiled taste.
Nope.
Folks out there, what is your favorite fast food? Do you drive while eating? In the 90s...
I don't. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember in the 90s, for a while, I really slimmed down?
No.
Come on, Jim Jankowitz regimen.
Such a short period that I can't remember.
I'm going to print out a picture and show you. You're not going to believe
I won't. Oh, my, really?
But before that, I was, I'm sorry. I was the fast food king.
Yeah.
I knew I could drive and eat a burrito from Taco Bell.
Oh, man. That's
rough.
Quite a talent.
That's crazy.
Did you see all that shit just all filled?
It just all, yeah.
The art of driving while eating fast food.
Yeah, there is an art.
So, folks out there, what do you got? You got a story? Have you thrown up on fast food?
Ew.
Have you shit your pants?
Shit the bed.
Have you mastered the art of driving while eating fast food? Do you have like a girlfriend or wife steer while you eat?
It's so messy.
Yeah.
I've had masturbation sessions that were easier to clean up.
Oh my God.
After eating fast food. In the car.
Oh, man.
Special sauce.
Yeah. While driving.
All over that joint.
So you could do it old school style. By the way, we will accept any gift certificates from Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you send a gift certificate, we will review, like you send like McDonald's, Burger, whatever, you say,
I want you to eat this.
And we'll review it for you.
There you go.
Full on.
Full on.
This is our way of getting free food. Things are going to be slim pickings in here, but we lost all our listeners.
Or if you want to just write to us, podcast at alternativecinema.com or P.O. Box 152 Butler, New Jersey 07405.
All right, what else?
Upcoming, I want to tell everyone that at the Spectacular Spectacle Theater, the Camp Retro 80s continues. They've been screening John McBride's hilarious SOV feature, Wood Chipper Massacre.
Ooh.
May 12th at midnight, 124 South 3rd Street, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Between Bedford Ave and Berry Street.
Oh, I know where that is.
You can go to spectacletheater.com, SPECTACLE.com, theater.com. Alternative cinema buddy Jacob Ennis, director of Red River and Stash.
Jacob.
By the way, Jacob, I just want you to know that your email address is throwing spam to everybody.
Oh, no.
It's when you get an email and all it is like a URL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hack.
Yeah. So just letting you know, buddy.
Okay.
He'll
know in a couple of weeks.
Jacob is representing AC at the
Fright Night Horror Weekend and Film Festival.
June 29th to July 1st in Louisville, Kentucky.
All right, Louisville.
Guests include Bruce Campbell, Sean Austin. He's in Lord of the Rings and the Goonies.
He's, what's his name, Frugal?
Corey Feldman. I thought he was dead.
No, the other guy died.
The other Corey.
Corey Haim.
Stars of The Walking Dead and more.
Oh,
can you imagine fans asking him all sorts of weird questions, like as if they're really the characters?
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
They would.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, man, you killed your buddy.
Yeah.
How could you do that?
Yeah.
Dude, it was in the
Why'd you open the barn?
Don't ruin it for us. We haven't seen season two yet.
Oh, dear. Okay.
You know about the barn, though.
No?
No, they know nothing about that.
Okay.
Ixnay on
the kitchen in there.
There's a kitchen in there.
Okay.
And you can go to FrightNightFilmFest.com.
Yo.
So listen, if you're in the Louisville, Kentucky area.
Yeah, Louisville, come on.
You got to stop in and see Jacob Ennis.
Yeah.
Pick up Red River Stash, the basement, big box.
Oh, big box.
Yep.
You'll be blowing them out there. Special Fright Festival prices.
I guess.
Breaking news.
Oh, we already have this. Video violence t-shirts available from alternativecinema.com. Rock your love for Gary Cohen's SOV VHS classic with these awesome new shirts from Alternative Cinema's Camp Retro 80s collection. Whoa. Available in men's sizes to XXX large at super affordable prices.
$2 extra for the super fatties.
I can laugh because that's me. Yeah, okay. Great. All right, we'll be right back.
Grab a bucket and mop. Scrub the bottom and top. There is nothing so clean as my burger machine. With a broom and a brush, clean it up for the rush. Before you open the door, put a shine on the floor. When we finish one dance, start all over again. Tell me, what does it mean? At McDonald's it's clean.
Beef patties, pickles, sausage, cheese, and there's pickles.
Pickles, cheese,
Lettuce and onion, sesame, all seed bun.
I think they're describing a big...
To all the patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Say that again.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, pickles, onions on a...
McDonald's Big Mac, the big sandwich with the great big taste that everybody's talking about.
Sesame seed bun, and we forgot the onions.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did say onions.
Are you sure?
It said onions.
All right.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
McDonald's Big Mac, the great big sandwich with a great big taste.
Special sauce, lettuce,
pickles, cheese.
Hey, that's a
Big Mac.
You deserve a break today at McDonald's.
Where your dollar gets a break every day.
Hey, we're back.
Hi.
Okay, I got my list here, my outline from Bill. It says taco test. Oh, hey, let's get the results of our taco test.
What is the result?
Let's start with John.
John?
I didn't eat them.
Okay, next. You.
Two thumbs up.
Wow.
Two thumbs up. It's crunchy. It's like a regular taco, but it has like a delicious
dusty Dorito
taste. So what I do is when you put it in your mouth, you kind of like, you know, put your tongue on the Dorito shell.
Yeah.
So you get like a flavor sensation.
Yeah.
And then you crunch away.
I didn't do that.
You're making believe it's a pink taco instead of a Dorito taco when you eat it.
So two thumbs up from Mikey Mike.
Very good.
Russ?
Okay.
I thought it was delicious. I actually had John's taco.
Ah, ooh. We need that to talk sounds, about that. I don't know if that's embarrassing.
Ill, sorry about that.
Yeah.
You ate his taco. Okay. You never eat my taco.
Well, your taco was too small.
Bill's taco's not small.
Yeah, Mike's seen it.
And my ex-wife.
Nobody's seen my taco.
How did your ex-wife see it?
I was like, I went in, I put it on. I'm like, you have to see this.
A butt taco? I don't know.
You must see this.
Yeah, she thought it was great.
Vagina, butt taco.
Wow. All right, so what do you think there, Mr. Big Stick?
I don't know what to think.
Every party has a pooper. That's one. We invited you, William the Werewolf.
Yeah. I am not a big fan. That was a great song, actually. That's really good.
Wait till I get use that Korg that you learned.
Perfect. I wasn't a big fan of the dusty, fell on the ground and had some extra flavored taco, but I would go for the normal taco, just nice plain.
Do you feel like a Mexican threw up in your mouth after you ate it?
No, I felt like a 12-year-old, like when you're like a preteen and you have bizarre tastes and you make weird food.
Everything tastes good.
Everything tastes good, and it's like everything's like, oh, I would drink grape soda and have cookies dipped in it, and then I would put applesauce on this taco.
I had dry cat food when I was a kid.
Oh. I saw that show. What's that show? My Weird Obsession. There was a lady who ate cat food
all the time.
Dry?
Yeah.
It's like
wet, dry, whatever.
No, I couldn't.
The Royal Tenenbaums. Mm-hmm. They're always eating dog biscuits.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
There was another girl in there that drank nail polish.
That's not good for you.
So, William, you give. I'm assuming you're giving this Dorito taco a thumbs down.
It's kind of a flat line for me. It's all right, it's not that exciting.
John,
it's
you kind
of cat's pajamas.
You passed because not. I appreciate it. You didn't want to be the party pooper because you knew you were gonna.
I'm not a big fan of Doritos, anyways.
You don't like Taco Bell.
Not a fan, no.
Do you like McDonald's?
You know what? There's a
he
really good
like
Mexican
McDonald's
food.
Either.
I'll eat it every once in a while, but I never feel good after it.
Your wife likes McDonald's.
She does.
Yes,
she loves a Big Mac.
Good woman.
I'm gonna have to get her a gift certificate.
Oh, she'll love you for that.
Great.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Long time.
Long time. She'll eat your Big Mac, Mike.
She'll eat your taco.
Burger King.
Your butt taco.
I like Burger King better, I think.
Okay.
If I eat just the regular cheeseburger. I think I like the burger.
You're driving, King, John, on a happy highway, and all of a sudden you're hungry. Your stomach's like... All of a sudden you see in a row, you see Wendy's, Taco Bell, McDonald's, and Burger King. Where do you go?
Wendy's.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wendy's
I'll get
is
a
good,
chicken sandwich and a potato.
It tastes like real food. And they have great fries.
Yeah.
They know how to paint their food properly.
Yeah, they do know how to paint it properly.
Although at Mickey D's, they have chicken tenders, which are pretty good.
No, Burger King has chicken tenders.
Oh, what is it?
Chicken McNuggets. Yeah.
No, no, they have. It's not called.
Oh, you think that we would know?
Wait, no. There's a different. There's also another kind of chicken as well.
Yeah, there's
baked.
A. Yeah, there's
it's,
a. Chicken,
maybe it's not called chicken tenders, but it's chicken some tender kind of like. Thing. It's the McDonald's version of chicken tenders.
Burger King.
Jesus
still,
Christ! Okay, I felt okay. Like
you just got a tag.
Yeah. No, you don't know your fast food. Get out.
Burger King still has the 1970s classic. Breaded chicken parmesan sandwich. I can't
really?
Even believe
you're
this.
You're wearing your fast food shirt.
Yeah, this is my fast food shirt.
I don't get it.
I didn't know we were doing a fast food show. But I look like
it
I
looks
work
like
at
a
Burger
Wendy's
King in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's a polyester. It's got
white
red and
yellow straps.
Straps.
I'm telling you, that quesadilla did something to my brain.
You already got brain damage.
I think there's turpentine in it.
That's what makes it so much fun to eat.
It's just the chicken tasted too much like
funny.
Chicken.
John made a report to us that he felt, he corroborated this with a friend. Is that a good word?
Well, what are you going to say?
That the meat in the Taco Bell tacos is actually just pink slime.
That's what I heard.
Now, where did you hear
that
from?
We're not
your
saying
mother?
That Taco Bell.
No, John.
No. I don't know. Maybe with the Smooth Sailors.
Folks out there who don't know, just go to your Google on your computers and type in pink slime.
Yeah, you'll be appalled.
Yes.
Some people will be like, oh, how do
Soylent
I get that without
green.
The meat in it?
Hey, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
I went into Wendy's for the first time. I had a hot and juicy, and I loved it. That night, I had a wonderful dream. I took hot and juicies everywhere. All I could think about was that juicy meat, those juicy toppings. So, I decided to devote myself to bringing pleasure to people just as I have found it. You want a real good hamburger?
Hey, we're back. Hey, listen, Aaron.
Yeah?
Do you have like a calendar of events, like shit that's going on?
Yeah, but I want to read my Snapple fact first.
Oh, yes.
All right.
You transfer more germs shaking hands than kissing.
Really?
So you should kiss everybody.
I believe that.
With your tongue as your greeting. Like,
sure, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Come here, Bill.
No.
Aaron's like, no, leave his taco alone.
Everybody left my taco.
Okay, yeah. Taco. I have a couple. So, David Montgomery's art will be featured at a new gallery called SevVen. That's S-E-V space V-E-N in Huntington Beach, California. I know some of you listeners out there live in other areas than the New Jersey, so maybe some of you are in California. The grand opening gala will be held on Friday, May 11th. David has done many drawings of me and will be showing some of them at the gallery. David submitted a drawing of me to the Alternative Cinema podcast last October and won the Halloween mix CD I made.
All right, David.
You can find David Montgomery at facebook.com/MontyIll, that's MONTYILL, and the SevVen Gallery at facebook.com/Gallery7, that's SevVen.
Nice!
Yeah, and then I have something else. Yeah. All right, and I just want to remind everyone that Hudson Horror will be taking place at Silver Cinemas in the South Hills Mall in Poughkeepsie, New York, on Saturday, May 19th at 1 p.m. This is the 5th Hudson Horror Movie Festival, and it will feature 12 hours worth of horror films, shorts, and drive-in style trailers, all off rare 35mm film prints.
Wow.
Seduction Cinema actress C.J. DeMarcico, how do you say it?
Yeah, you got it.
DeMarcico.
Nailed it.
Really?
Nailed it!
Is a fellow Hudson Horror attendee.
Is she going to be there?
Yeah,
she's, yeah, she's always there.
So nice.
I haven't seen her in
she's
so
great.
Long. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's sweet as pie, that girl.
Yeah, she is. Very tiny. And she starred in one of the shorts that they screened at a previous Hudson Horror.
Really?
Yeah. So you can buy advance tickets for $26 each at hudsonhorror.com. Oh, and FYI, the nachos at the snack bar are to die for.
I'm going.
You guys are going?
Yes, we're going. Okay. So you,
yeah,
everybody should
definitely.
Come down.
We
and
got our tickets the first day it was announced.
Let's see.
Day of the Dead.
Yes.
Ooh.
Phantasm.
Ooh.
Friday the 13th. It's a rare 35mm uncut print.
Going to be all beat up.
Seven
Golden Vampires.
The Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires.
Wow.
Plus a mystery movie.
Yeah. Have you seen that
which
yet?
Which they said is going to be either the worst or the best. film what do you, they've ever
seen. Yeah.
I can't believe you have not seen Seven Golden Vampires. You're going to love it.
I'm excited.
That's the only one I haven't seen.
I mean, it's so rare to see a Hammer horror film in the theater, so it's going to be
Do you know what
exciting.
Time that's playing?
That's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh. Yeah, doors open at 12, and they have vendors there, actually, so you can buy
Jersey
some
City?
DVDs.
No, this is in Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie.
Jersey City.
Yeah, you should go. It's really cool.
It's fun.
I want to see that
Seven Golden Vampires.
Golden Vampire thing.
Yeah, you don't have to stay for the whole thing.
It's fun. It's a great time. They show trailers in between, and they have a mystery movie that they usually show second, I think, right? Or is it?
You know what? I should go.
It's a lot of fun.
If you feel like leaving early.
By the way,
my buddy Craig
there,
is coming.
I always say that. I never go anywhere.
I know. You should go. I
went to Matt's gallery show.
Yeah, you did. And that's in frickin' Ohio.
Yeah, this is
just
Poughkeepsie.
In Poughkeepsie up the river there.
Yeah. How far?
For us, it's an hour and 10-minute drive.
Mm. I'd take my own buggy. I'd go see one or two shows. A Saturday?
It's Saturday, yeah.
Yep.
Can you maybe get out for an hour?
An hour.
It
takes an hour to get there.
Yeah.
What date is it again?
May 19th.
Do they get sold out?
Oh, no.
Not yet,
they
but they're getting
close.
They
are not sold out yet. Oh.
I think the Smooth Sailors have a gig that night.
Whoa.
Who?
Smooth.
Oh, I'll be with the Smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth. I'm their official photographer.
Where are you guys playing?
Isn't that the Loma Walk?
What day?
19th.
Of what?
May.
This month.
Oh.
Stoops.
Smooth Sailor gig. We'll be in New York City.
Yeah. New York City Loma Walk?
Loma. We're doing a film photography podcast walk in New York City, starting at Lomography Store on 8th Street in the Village. We walk around. Then we go to the Impossible Project space, which
is
a studio space.
Right.
On the corner of Canal and Broadway.
And play.
And they're going to play.
iPhones.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Well,
next time.
What else you got, Aaron?
Okay, well, now I have news.
Dick Clark, still dead.
Yeah.
Aww.
I have
undead.
To tell you. Oh, I forgot the calendar.
The dead calendar?
Death calendar from the 80s.
Oh.
I used to draw
you found
dead.
It? Oh, wait, you made it?
Yeah. Every time somebody died, a note, you put it on the calendar.
Oh,
yeah.
Like coughing up a chicken bone.
That's so cute.
Until I started doing
morbid.
People's relatives, like Trackman's uncle.
Oh.
And they'd be like, all like, hey, man, that's not cool.
Oh. That's
and then they would like squeal on me. They come in, they see like Anthony's relative dead. And then they turn me in.
Anthony would be all upset.
I forget who really blew a gasket. Someone who really blew a gasket over that. So, you know what? I said, F it. You know, F you guys. It's okay. You can laugh at I did the whole zombie Jesus thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1986, folks.
Nice.
It was a long time ago.
Zombie Jesus.
Yeah.
Everyone loved that, but if it's Uncle Jim, doesn't cut it.
Oh, Michael. Too close to the bone.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, Aaron. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's fine. Okay, pork chop.
Oh, pork chop!
Yes!
Pork chop!
Aaron Russ boobs!
Oh, my. Oh, man.
Hey, folks, have you bought that yet? You gotta get it.
Get the pork chop.
Yeah.
If it was a VHS tape, it'd be worn out. That's like,
yeah, that's like, it'd be off.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Adjusting the
You
tracking.
Are the Phoebe Cates of, like, B-movies.
Oh, truly. Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's very, very well put.
Yeah, that's very nice. Thank you. Okay. Pork Chop won the 2012 TLA Cult Award for Best Horror DVD.
Oh, my
God. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Pork Chop beat out Bloodlust Zombies.
Yes.
Don't Open Till Christmas.
Yes.
Intruder.
Intruder, wow.
Intruder.
Scott.
Yeah, sorry, Scott. It's just hilarious. Sorry, really sorry, Scott.
Okay.
Feel bad.
Little Deaths and Tucker and Dale versus Evil for the award.
Yay. It's like the Academy Awards. It's like Robert Duvall and some Ryan Seacrest for like some award.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest.
And Ryan Seacrest wins.
It's embarrassing. You see like the box of their faces.
Yeah.
And then Burt Reynolds, and then he lost. Then you see their faces, and they're trying to have a good face.
Oh, yeah, that's always awkward.
It's awkward and weird.
Their faces look like they just shit themselves and are trying to not show it. Like,
because you know they have their speech written.
Because they just had a taco.
Now, did Eamon, who directed Pork Chop, did he have to give a speech or anything?
No, I actually joked with the guy who plays Pork Chop about where are we going to pick up our award. Obviously, we can't since it's on the internet.
By the way, AC's putting out Pork Chops, the sequel.
Mm. Nice.
Yep. Pork Chops and Zombie Babies.
Zombie Babies, that's right.
Yes, which I had a cheat sheet on that. I can't find it. The cheat sheet, I kid you not, the cheat sheet said starring Ruby LaRocca and that friend of yours with the tattoos whose name is not on IMDb. Desiree.
Desiree.
Yes. Ah. Pork Chops and Zombie Babies coming soon. So.
All right.
Wow, that's really awesome, Aaron. That's great.
Yeah.
You have some more news?
Yeah. More news.
Yeah. Okay, AC podcast listener Douglas Waltz is going to start filming his new movie, Ginger Squatch, this month.
Wow. Ooh. It's about a ginger...
Sasquatch?
Ginger-haired Sasquatch. Yeah.
The first feature film from 3¼ Time Productions tells the saga of a beast, half Sasquatch, half ginger, who is abandoned by his parents as a baby and raised by a family of Sasquatch.
Not Harry and the Henderson Sasquatch.
Did he talk?
No, I don't think so.
Is it
Doug?
So he's the redheaded stepchild. I get it.
Yeah.
Ginger-headed.
Doug's a ginger.
Oh, you are.
So watch what you say. Okay.
All right. I don't want to get beat down like in South Park.
Captured by man as a youth, he is studied, analyzed, and kept in isolation. Scientists learn that all he craves is salty snacks, beer, and daytime television. Realizing that he is no threat to anyone or anything, he is given a home in the wilds of Kalamazoo. After all, he's harmless, right? Wrong. This fall, be ready to experience the horror that is
Ginger Squatch.
All right.
Nice.
You can see the teaser trailer on YouTube. Just search Ginger Squatch and you'll see it.
We should put our links up on that AC, the Facebook.
Yes. That would be great.
Yeah. We're on the Facebook, Alternative Cinema.
Facebook. What's Facebook?
Yeah. John, you know where it's at.
I'm out of it.
Too bad.
More news.
More news. More nudes. News.
Jim Van Beber, director of the award. Woo! Director of the award-winning films The Manson Family.
You know who he reminds me of? I'm sorry to interrupt. The Kool-Aid character from the commercials.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, breaks through a wall.
Breaks through the wall.
Oh, yeah! And like everyone's like jumping up and down, like jokes, like
yeah, Kool-Aid, remember?
I'm sorry. Get ahead.
Are you drunk?
Okay. No,
coffee.
You're very lively.
It's the tacos.
It's the tacos
Must
and this.
Be. Oh my God.
This peach Snapple.
What's
maybe
your
diet.
Snapple fact before we go on to the Jim Van Beber news.
Sorry, guys.
I got it now. I got it. Douche. You are a douche.
I should get a monocle.
Monocle.
That'd be cool.
After working out. After working out, it takes 5 hours for your body temperature to return to normal.
How long?
5 hours.
No kidding.
This should say after walking 10 minutes.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
After ingesting 10 tacos.
Never
done
that. Okay. What happened?
Okay.
You're sweating your ass off.
I'll start over. Okay?
Okay, good idea.
All right. Go ahead. Okay.
Jim Van Beber.
Yay!
Kool-Aid.
Ow! The Kool-Aid director of the award-winning films The Manson Family and Deadbeat at Dawn is trying to raise money for a promotional short film used to gain interest in his next feature film, Gator Green.
All right.
Gator Green is an old-fashioned monster movie, the monsters being Mother Nature represented by alligators and crocodiles, and humanity itself in the form of the lead character, an enraged veteran who returns from the war, comes to southern Florida, and takes over an alligator farm where much murder, mayhem, and madness ensue.
All right.
The movie will be shot on 16mm with Whoa. No CGI.
Real
what?
Alligators.
All you have to do really? Is Google Jim Van Beber Kickstarter, and it will be the first link you see.
Does he wrestle alligators, Jim?
Yeah.
Well,
really?
I think he plans on it.
I think Jim lives next to the said alligator farm, and
Yeah, it's going to be shot in Crystal River, Florida.
I want to wrestle alligators so bad. But I have a feeling this is going to be extremely
dangerous.
Just got to
rub their bellies, that's all.
Yes, you just
got to keep their mouth shut.
Be nice.
They can come down with great force, but they can't open it.
They can't open the mouth.
There's signs that say you can't molest them or else you have to pay a fine of $500.
Yeah, no molesting them.
Oh.
No molest day.
Oh, please, more news, please.
So go to the Kickstarter and send some money to Jim so we can make this awesome movie and get eaten by alligators.
Definitely.
It's probably guaranteed one death.
Yeah.
One death.
It'd be great behind the scenes.
It'll be the craft service guy. Where do you want these pizzas? Ah!
I always think of Live and Let Die. Remember that?
Yeah.
The very stiff Roger Moore, like daintily jumping over like a bunch of crocodile heads.
Mm.
What's the one with the giant fake snake? Is it Moonraker or whatever?
I think it's Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die.
Yeah, Live and Let Die.
He has to wrestle it. That's amazing.
I'm finally ready to watch Roger Moore.
Gabe on. It's great.
There's a whole...
It's
just the year you were born. It's as simple as that. Yeah. It's the year you were born. Someone like Joe Kolbeck, he's a Roger Moore Bond guy.
Yeah.
We're old men. We're Sean Connery Bond guys.
I like Pierce Brosnan.
I saw Roger Moore Bond movies in the theater when I was a kid.
So that's you. That's Bond.
I
like the movies more than
Bond
I like the Bond.
They're awful, though. Yeah.
How about like Goldfinger and all that kind of shit?
Those are cool, but I'm not a huge fan of Bond.
I think those movies are just, there's a little bit more aura to them.
Yeah.
You know,
the early ones.
The 60s movies. There's just something about them that, you know, maybe it's just the sets.
Yep.
They're
a little bit more fantasy-like.
They're drier, too.
Yeah.
They're not as... they get kind of hokey.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of run their
But I like the 70s ones because of the girls. Yeah. The girls are super cool.
Especially Octopussy. You know?
And the who's the curly-haired one that's in The Story of O? Is a Bond girl. And Carolyn Monroe is a Bond girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Diamonds Are Forever. There's those two lesbian chicks.
Mm.
Thumper and Dumper.
Yeah.
Dumper.
Thumper.
Remember the two chicks they did acrobatics?
Yeah, yeah.
Thumper and
they like jumped on his neck.
I don't think Dumper.
He's like, he's got her.
He's my girlfriend, Dumper.
He's got her. Dumper. Dumper and Humper. She jumps on his neck and he's got her vajayjay in his face and he's like, oh, this is nice, until she squeezes her legs and he's like, oh. That was my favorite.
What else? What other kind of news you got?
News.
Okay. Pillow Talk Productions and Everything Will Explode Films present Lily and Lucille's Hip Creature.
Wow.
Written and directed by Louise Dorg, Dropping Evil, and produced and starring Dora Madison Burge, NBC's Friday Night Lights, and featuring Stephanie Hunt, Friday Night Lights, Californication, and Rebecca Brandy's Bellflower.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lily and Lucille's Hip Creature centers around a young woman named Emily Caruso, who is desperate to experience something supernatural in her life. While in the midst of interviewing for the hipster version of the new Ghost Hunters-esque show, she spots her doppelganger. Pursuing her impossible double through the streets of Austin, Texas, Emily will soon learn whether or not the supernatural really does exist. Touted as a humorous supernatural Nancy Drew-esque thriller that borrows heavily from the colorful minimalism of Jean-Luc Godard and Herschel Gordon Lewis, this cute and quirky feature...
There's a pair.
Yeah, exactly.
This cute and quirky feature is in the final stages of post-production, so be on the lookout. It will be running the festival circuit, and it will also be available online. For more updates and information, you can go to facebook.com/hipcreature. You can also see the official trailer and teaser trailers on YouTube. Just search for Lily and Lucille's Hip Creature, and you'll see them.
I was devastated and strangely titillated when I was a kid. I go in the bathroom. My dad had this habit of leaving Playboys like on the back of the toilet.
Yeah.
Huh.
And there in the magazine is Nancy Drew. Mentioned Nancy Drew.
Now, Nancy Drew is in that magazine for what reason?
It was she was in like the 1975, 76.
Before she was Nancy Drew?
No, she was Nancy Drew on the Hardy Boys Nancy Drew Mysteries on TV.
Wow. Oh, wait, the girl who played Nancy Drew.
Pamela.
Oh, and she was posing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Tits hanging out and everything.
Wow.
You didn't like that?
No, it's just it seems weird.
It seemed wrong.
It crossed the line.
Nancy Drew,
it was like 1978. I was in eighth grade.
But for Christ's sake.
You grow up on that and you're like, it's like everything's happening at once in your brain and your body.
What if she was in a porno banging one of the Hardy Brothers? Hardy Boys?
Hardy Boys.
Hardy Brothers.
The Hardy Boys sound like they were banging each other, actually.
Oh, yuck.
Wow.
I mean, hey, more power to you, Hardy Boys. But
yeah.
Yuck. What else you got?
Yeah. Okay. I have one more thing for news.
News.
Our friend Johnny Jumpkick from Jumpkick and Fruit Punch, a.k.a. Gene Wildest from Citizen Blast Kane, is selling energy, and he wants you to be his customer. Look at John's face.
I'm very confused.
What? Yeah, we were confused too. Energy?
What is he selling?
Energy.
Energy. AC Podcast listener. No, he's not a listener. Oh, okay. I fucked up. Yeah. Okay. Copy and pasting here. Okay, and I fucked up. Should I start over?
Yeah.
Just start
okay.
Over. Yeah? Okay. Our friend Johnny Jumpkick from Jumpkick and Fruit Punch.
Whoa.
A.K.A. Gene Wildest.
Ooh.
From Citizen Blast Kane is selling energy, and he wants you to be his customer.
What does that mean? Tell me. I need energy.
Okay. The company he works for is called Ignite, and they are able to sell energy to you cheaper than PSE&G does.
Everyone's doing this.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing this.
Huh? This is like,
come on, continue. I'll
this
tell
is
you.
Like when cable
yeah, I'll
came
tell you
out.
What. I'll tell you. Yeah. I'll tell you the comp. Let's get this plug in.
Well, anyone interested can sign up through the site.
Oh, what's the site?
jumpkick.mystreamenergy.biz/index.asp.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, check it out.
Good luck.
Ridiculous.
In the 1990s, everyone, including your
use
mom.
Use some of that energy and get a smaller web.
Your brother, your brother-in-law, your in-laws, everyone was like,
hey, man. What long distance?
As soon as they said that,
what long distance service are you using?
Yeah,
like oh. And then the whole day, you gotta switch, man.
Yeah,
you gotta switch.
Like no, I don't want to switch.
Oh, you gotta switch, man.
This is a trend. I have nothing bad to say about
their energy suppliers.
Johnny Thunderkicks. Something must have been deregulated recently.
Yes.
To allow people to use third-party portals to get energy,
mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go through. PSE&G.
Well, you still have to pay PSE&G the service fee, I think.
If enough people band together, you can get a discount.
Yes.
So this gentleman, as well as like five other people that have asked me,
mm-hmm.
are saying, hey, man, come on, I can get you some cheap energy.
But it's all like, yeah, save 10%. Like, 10%.
I don't know. I don't,
give me 30%.
Oh, well, I don't know. Johnny Thunderheels. What's his name?
Johnny Jumpkick.
Johnny Jumpkick.
Yeah! Check it out.
Hey, yeah.
Check it out.
Why don't you check it out?
All right.
You know what's cool about Johnny is I saw him at Chiller wearing the Chevy Chase Show t-shirt.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I ran up to him. I'm like,
wow.
My dad was the announcer of that show.
I want to see him at Chiller wearing like all white Christmas lights, battery powered, like just
selling energy.
Selling energy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Or how about this? Get a like a piece of paper. That's like, you know, a thunderbolt, and then get it pasted onto cardboard, and you can carry around a thunderbolt. You know, I mean, you want to sell your energy, right?
Yeah, he should sing songs about it, too. He raps.
He's very good.
I have to tell you, I'm a little disappointed because I thought he was selling, like, an energy drink or like a 5-hour. I thought he was going to have like a 10-hour boost.
We'll have to play some of Johnny Jumpkick's music on the podcast next time. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
That's a good idea.
Some good stuff.
That's a good idea.
Well, good luck to you, Johnny.
good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
No, I mean that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he's the best.
Oh, okay,
he's awesome.
He's Johnny
Jumpkick. What's next?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I am done with that. I just had a little write-up about my time in Mexico since it's Cinco de Mayo and all.
Oh, we need to hear about that.
But I can do that later.
Let's hear Noel Scotch Anderson's commercial.
Yeah.
Yay.
And, and let's hear about goofroof.com.
Yeah, sure.
And let's hear about killer reviews.
Yeah.
All right, killer reviews.
Yeah, we were on their podcast.
Yeah,
did you listen?
It was
yes.
Great.
I still haven't listened yet. She listened to it though.
He's on to
myself,
listen.
Williams, Johns. We're on the Killer Review podcast. Go to killerreview.com. Go to podcasts, and then scroll down.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So they asked. He asked questions about the studio here and our exploits making cinema, making movies.
That was hilarious when he asked if you guys shared girls in college.
Yeah.
I was like, what? What is
he thought you guys are wild and crazy.
Yeah, yeah, I asked Bill.
People
I was
think
like,
we're
what?
So much cooler than we are.
It needed to be a few years earlier.
Yeah, then there would be stories.
I just saw on MSN that the new prostitutes are going to be robots.
It's a great idea.
Just like Blade Runner.
I had sex with L. Ron. It was great. The robot pork chop. Little plug there.
What kind of robots?
I didn't read it.
Will
they
be legal?
Just like, wow, that's well, I'm sure.
I guess the robots will have no rights. They'll be like depressed
until they rise up. And Terminator happens, and we're all fucked.
Yeah. iRobot.
Literally, they'll start fucking.
They'll start fucking us. Yeah.
Wasn't for Will Smith.
Oh
yeah, that dirty so and so.
Oh, so let's hear the commercials.
Okay, go.
Hey, this is Michael Rosso from the Alternative Cinema Podcast, here to tell you about KillerReviews.com. That's right, KillerReviews.com. Greg Dumont, you know, our pal, Greg. KillerReviews.com and the Killer Reviews podcast. That's right. Fans of the AC podcast will love the Killer Reviews podcast. KillerReviews.com. Reviews, blogs, a forum, Film Finder, the KR Store, Girls of Horror, The Graveyard, Interview, Articles, Horror Arcade. Should I go on and on and on? If you like cult movies, spooky horror, or girls in bikinis, KillerReviews.com. The podcast, the site, be there. KillerReviews.com. Check it out.
Hey, I'm Noel Anderson, cartoonist, radio announcer, and AC podcast wannabe.
Now that's just sad.
It's sad, and it's pathetic.
I know. I've diabolically insinuated myself into the AC family by producing the first ever Seduction Cinema comic book.
Ooh, very sexy.
That's right. Playmate of the Apes is now a comic book. For more info on my ridiculous artwork and how it can be used to promote and market your movie, go to goofroof.com. Goofroof.com. Want me to draw you some dirty pictures? Goofroof.com. Goofroof.com. You want to see what other filth I've drawn over the years?
What a dirty, filthy mind you've got.
Goofroof.com.
Hey, we're back.
Hi.
Hey, Noel. We're getting very close, by the way, to the comic book coming out.
Yeah, it's going to be spectacular.
Another month or so. Comic book.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We had a prototype last time, didn't we?
We certainly did.
It's awesome.
It was a robot.
Yeah.
Robot.
It was a robot prototype.
Robot.
So it's Cinco de Mayo this month.
Why do you say it like
Cinco
that?
Is like Cinco de Japanese Maya. People, right?
Yeah. Why are you being? Well, you're slurring two countries at once.
Three,
two peoples.
Maybe four.
We've just destroyed the human race.
Yeah, in one phrase.
Yes,
it's the
Cinco de Mayo,
the Mexican holiday.
So, did you have a Mexican holiday in Mexico once?
Tell us about your stay in Mexico.
I had a Mexico holiday in New Jersey once.
Actually, there was a holiday in Mexico that I'll tell you what I did on that holiday.
Oh, dear.
Okay. I lived in La Ventana, Baja California, Mexico, for a total of 8 months or so. Some of you may be surprised to hear that the best hot dogs and burgers are made in Mexico.
Really?
Yes. They're
made out of people.
Soylent Green.
No. Soylent Gringo.
No.
Soylent Gringo.
Soylent what? Soylent Gringo?
Yeah.
He's people. Soylent Gringo, he's people.
From the north.
Archimana, he's people. I don't know.
It's all right.
Okay. It's all right. I'll eat it.
Mike. Okay. A woman... A woman had a hot dog cart in front of her house across the street from where I stayed.
And John Sanders was there.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Every day.
Inside joke.
Oh.
The guy who ate a lot of hot dogs.
Oh.
And had a heart attack at a hot dog stand.
Yeah. Ooh.
Aww.
That's a good story.
That's a
well, the kind of hot dogs they
urban
serve. Legend?
It's an urban legend.
Okay.
Go ahead.
She made the most delicious hot dogs, burgers, and burritos. Mexican hot dogs are better than any hot dog you'll ever eat.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. They wrap them in bacon. Why are you looking at me like that? You don't believe me.
It's unbelievable. It's an American thing. How do they do it better?
Oh, they really do.
A hot dog wrapped in bacon?
They're amazing. Okay. They wrap them in bacon and put a special mayonnaise sauce.
Yeah.
And diced tomatoes
on
top.
Oh, it's special sauce. Don't you worry.
It's creamy. It's weird. Like, we thought maybe there was, like, milk in there, too. But it says it's mayonnaise sauce. I looked on the internet because I wasn't sure. I'm like, is this, like, a milky sauce?
Is this edible?
Or... No, it's so good.
Well, okay.
I miss them.
We're not going to doubt.
It's breast milk.
Okay.
Breast milk. It's probably cheapest.
Easier to milk humans. Go ahead.
They made shrimp burgers at a local restaurant, and they were without a doubt the best burgers I've ever eaten. Well, I just thought of a Big Mac.
Yeah, Big Macs have to are amend really that good.
But no, they were really good burgers. The beer of choice was Pacifico. No one drank Corona, and Tecate was always second best.
No one drank Corona.
It's no one true. Drinks Corona no here.
That's true they do.
It's piss water. Ugh.
I love it.
I used no to one like I drinking it with lime.
Ugh. I think it's
when
great.
I lived in...
Yeah, you should have a Corona with your Dorito taco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chemical overload.
Two fakes.
Why is Corona fake?
Corona's fake. It's water. Yeah,
it's from Mexico.
Yeah. It's got the Mexican Montezuma water.
Nah.
It's just terrible.
Nah.
It's watery.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the Dorito tacos of beer. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problems.
Whatever. There was a local restaurant and bar called Pablo's that made the best margaritas. I had two of them one night and went skinny dipping alone in the Sea of Cortez.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Could have gotten eaten by a whale shark or something.
Tiger
that's
shark.
That's what Bill is saying, but there's no reports of killer sharks.
What age, Russ, were you?
I was in my 20s.
Okay, just ask him.
I was trying to think what age exactly. Probably, like, 26?
He wants to picture how developed your breasts were.
The Howard Stern moment there. Yeah.
How developed were you?
Yeah, that was totally a Howard Stern moment.
Okay, onward.
That's not your guy's filthy minds. I never said a word. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just asked how...
You didn't have to say a word. Yeah,
we,
your eyes.
We know you. It twinkled.
When I returned to my tent... I was in a tent the first time.
Mike's making a tent.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Pitching a tent
pitching
right
a
now?
Tent.
How old were you? 12.
Oh. After Mike pitched a tent. Okay. Where was I?
You were naked in the water. In a tent.
Okay.
I actually
so.
Watched
you slowly toweling yourself off in your tent.
With Corona.
In the dark. With Corona.
Sipping on a Corona.
Okay.
Sorry, I wish Mike was here.
Okay. Did I didn't know you.
No.
I didn't know you.
No. Yeah. If you did know him, you'd be saying that.
Of course. Okay, when I returned to my tent, I experienced the spins for the first time.
Like
you guys experienced that?
Oh, yeah. That
sucks.
I've only experienced it once, and that was that time.
That was enough to say no more.
Well, I never went skinny dipping after that, but that wasn't why.
We'll have to get you back into that.
We should all go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bill?
You never want to go to the nude beach.
Oh, I do not want to go to a nude beach.
No. That's a freaky.
That's different than skinny dipping. Beach, that's like totally South different. Jersey, you
know? It's freaky.
And skinny, when I'm skinny dipping, people can't see everything.
Mm. Well, that's no fun.
It's like secret.
Oh, it feels very good to swim naked. Yeah, it feels nice. So free.
The sharks love it.
Yeah.
The sharks love it.
Mm. I remember I was on that nude beach. And there was a guy, big buff
you
guy, and he was laying there with his huge thing hanging out. And he took it from one leg
and moved it,
flipped
oh
it over
God.
To the other one, I guess so it didn't get burned.
He was cooking
oh,
it.
He was cooking his weenie. Side. Cooking his weenie.
The locals were nice with the exception of a waitress at Pablo's who had no patience for gringos who were attempting to speak Spanish.
Oh.
I don't know Spanish, so not knowing the language in the country I was living in really changed my attitude toward... Mexicans who come to America and don't speak English. My favorite times in Mexico were when I would get stoned, go swimming, let the sun dry my skin, and drink Pacifico on the beach.
There goes Mike again.
Well, no, I'm not thinking about the Ross. I'm thinking about just the, you know, youth.
Oh, yeah.
I had my moments.
Having all that time to do something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
We did it in Seaside.
Yeah.
Not the same area.
Oh, what a lovely place.
I'm sure it was not the same. Okay. All right, so some funny, random things happened while I lived in Mexico.
Uh-oh.
I saw cops driving by with girls standing up in the back of their trucks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just cruising around.
Wow.
Guys would cruise by and check me out while their car stereos blasted American pop hits from the 90s, not knowing that they didn't look cool listening to Ace of Base.
Ugh.
What I was saw their the song? Sign.
I had the sign.
Yeah. I don't know if it was I Saw the Sign or the baby song.
No, I don't know that one.
She's somebody's baby, or I don't know.
That's awful.
Ace of Base.
It was bad. I just was like, oh my God.
I forgot about such bands.
Ace of Base. ABBA wannabes.
Nothing wrong with ABBA.
Yeah, but
something wrong with Ace of Base.
Wanting to be with ABBA is wrong.
All right, so one time I was videotaping a group. This is going to sound wrong. A group of little boys.
Oh, my.
Well, it's Mexico. Yeah. It's okay.
Who were playing with a soccer ball in the water.
Okay.
And when they saw me, they started yelling, I love the pussy.
Oh, my God.
Over and over again. They thought it was really funny. And they would dance. Like, I'm assuming their brothers taught them, like kind of dirty dancing. I don't know. They were young. Like...
10?
8?
It's horrifying. Wow.
You're
small
really
children
young. I love
the
pussy.
Wow.
I love the pussy.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Wow. One of the most memorable moments was when I did coke on Christmas Eve and watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is something I would not recommend.
No. The movie or the...
The movie was doing it.
Doing coke
cocaine.
And watching... Yeah. Okay, so music. I brought a song called El Corazon by a comedy musical duo called Hard and Firm.
You did?
Hard and Firm.
You brought a disc?
Snowy sent you an email.
I sent you the MP3.
Oh, you did?
Did you get my emails?
I don't know.
Yeah, don't lose
whatever.
I gotta go. I don't go there that often.
I see how it is.
We sent you the email.
Hard is Chris Hardwick and Firm is Mike Furman.
Nice.
Furman is... Also, for Chris the Hard and Firm is P-H-I-R-M, just so you know.
Chris Hardwick sounds familiar.
Yes, some of you may know Chris Hardwick from Rob Zombie's film House of Thousand Corpses. Ooh. He also co-hosted Singled Out. Anyway, though it sounds like a Spanish love song, El Corazon merely describes the anatomy of the heart.
Cuando la auricula se contrae, sangre fluye en el ventrículo derecha. Y luego va a los pulmones para purificación. Mientras sangre purificada es desalojada por el ventrículo izquierdo a los extremos. El corazón es una bomba muscular que mantiene circulación.
That's awesome.
And Mike, you have a wonderful Spanish song for us too.
Pancho.
Pancho Ballard.
Ballard and the Banditos.
Yeah, awesome stuff.
Let's take a listen.
My kids refer to this as the fun music when we listen to it.
You listen to Pancho?
In the car. The kids love it.
Really?
They like fast, boppy music. So.
Tell us a little bit about Pancho. Is it Dan? Who is it?
No, Dan's not Pancho.
No, wait, who's Pancho?
Dan, you should start
a band. Yeah.
Awesome.
It'd be a Devo type band.
Like Dan Domi and the Dark Room Blues.
the Dark Room Brothers.
Yeah.
Dan Domi and the C-48s. What is it?
C-41s.
Oh.
C-41.
Jeez. Okay. Pancho.
Yeah.
Darren Riley.
Darren. Yes.
He is in the UK.
Yes.
Lovely man.
I think he's in the Manchester area.
He's an FPP guy.
Film photography podcast deputy.
Right. He's our UK deputy.
He's our UK guy.
Nice.
So he organizes. We're doing a UK walk.
Yeah.
Me, John.
Next month.
Dane Johnson, Mark from the Smooth Sailors. We're going over to England.
All right.
Yep. And now, Pancho is organizing it.
And when you go
Pancho.
To England, you wouldn't think.
Yeah. Well, no, there's Pancho.
It's
over
Pancho.
There it's Pancho.
Pancho.
Here it's Pancho.
Yeah. You wouldn't think that your friend's band would be... A mariachi band.
No.
From England.
So
no.
Far from Mexico.
That's very unique.
They wear the costume and everything.
Yeah,
oh my God.
They do the whole thing.
Yeah. Yes, they're great.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen.
Yeah, let's take a listen.
Lucha Libre came to town. And they spread the word.
Oh my God!
It's great.
It's my favorite song, Lucha Libre,
and they sound very authentic, don't they?
They sound great.
Yeah,
They sound fantastico.
Well, in keeping with our Cinco de Mayo, I brought a song for us all to listen to as well.
Yes.
Great. And you may be already a fan of, I'm not sure, of Tomahawk. The song is called Natural Disaster. Noise rock alternative super group featuring Mike Patton, Faith No More, and Phantomus, Dwayne Dennison from the Jesus Lizard, Kevin Rumanis from the Melvins and the Cows, and John Strainer from Helmet. This is a multilinguistic acrobat. Mike Patton sings for the end times, this time in Lava Lush Española. Listen.
Wow. Se ha secado y esto es un examen.
Beautiful.
That Mike Patton.
It's amazing, right?
Does he ever sleep?
No.
He mustn't.
No.
I mean, I've seen him in everything from like a mohawk to a tuxedo.
He's a very busy music. He's rock
very
and roll
eclectic.
Guy. It's
he's
amazing.
He knows a lot of different
he
languages.
Can sing
he
in
sings
Italian.
In Italian. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He
he's
also
amazing.
Does like throat music, like monk throat
really,
music.
Really? The
yeah.
Tuvian throat
yes.
music where you get like two tones, tritones out of here?
Crazy stuff. But
his voice
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, he's something else. I love him.
Me too.
I do. I'm serious.
I do too.
If I had to do a guy, I would probably do him.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong? What?
Okay, guys out there, and we have a crush on John Fedeli. P.O. Box 152, Butler, New Jersey.
Speaking of bromances, I have a double movie review.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, you
good.
Do?
I do. For Cinco de Mayo, I went down to Mexico,
okay,
and I got some movies.
Yep.
I brought them home,
yep,
and I rolled them. And it was an amazing experience. I would like to tell you all about it.
Tell us all about it.
I want to hear all about it.
All right, so here we are.
These are Hugo's pussycats. Hugo takes good care of his pets. He loves his cats and feeds them a very special recipe.
Why did you stop?
I found the right piece for my collection. He had the most original and unusual collection in the world. I'm going to show you something that only two people in the world know about. By themselves, they are only a harmless pussycat. 1,000 strong, they become a man-eating machine. After seeing this terrifying movie, you will never be able to look another cat in the eye. The management of this theater offers free burial insurance to anyone who dies of fright during the film. Caskets are optional on the West Coast. When the cats are hungry, run for your lives.
Savage story of a monster tiger shark, Tintorera, that terrorized the tropical paradise they called the Island of Women.
I know I'll never find another you.
Starring Susan George as the girl who came to the island just for fun.
When you're coming home, when you're coming home.
Hugo Stiglitz as a rich young man in search of romance and adventure. Andreas Garcia as Miguel, the penniless Casanova of the coast that every woman adored. Fiona Lewis in the perfect island for a holiday romance.
You know, this place really is made for lovers.
But the Tintorera changed everything. They lived together for laughs and love until the Tintorera struck again and again.
It's my turn.
You're absolutely crazy.
Tintorella. Fantastic scenes of real tiger sharks in action.
Night of a Thousand Cats and Tintorera, double feature review. So to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, we pay homage to two over-the-top, absurdly crazy Mexican horror films from Rene Cardona Jr. Well, most Mexican horror is absurdly crazy. You know, you have the Wolfman wrestling Santos. You have the Gene Simmons impersonating brain liquor Brainiac. Not to mention Cardona Jr. father's own face-ripping ape men from Night of the Bloody Apes. There must be something in the water over there, and I don't just mean the diarrhea-inducing Montezuma curse. Something that makes these Baja-budgeted films take on lofty aspirations, perching them at Aztec temple peaks above the rest of the imagination-impaired competition. Night of a Thousand Cats.
That's and, about my ex-wife.
And I think it might sort of be. And Tintorera, Killer Shark, both directed by Rene Cardona Jr., who also made Survive and Cyclone, which you sell through Alternative Cinema.
Okay.
It's on Synapse. And both starring Hugo Stiglitz, mostly known for Nightmare City. He's a new cult obsession of mine. And I brought a portrait of Hugo Stiglitz that we'll talk about after this. So in Night of a Thousand Cats, wealthy playboy Hugo, played by Hugo, flies around in his personal helicopter, spying, flirting, and picking up women, dipping down into their backyards, ogling them in their bathing suits, getting their phone numbers, and even leaving toy baby dolls for their children in attempt to warm their mommy hearts and remove their panties. Eventually, Hugo whisks them away to his castle grounds where he plies them with brandy, plows them in his love nest, and finally shows them to their final resting place, the trophy room. The trophy room is where he introduces them to his collection of severed heads. After savoring his companion's freakout, he murders them. Hugo and his assistant, a mumbling Igor-type named Goro, cook and feed the floozies to his 1,000 cats, which are held in a fenced-in pit. Whenever the playboy is attracted to a woman, we get fast cutaways of his cat pit and their hungry kitty cries. We get the same effect when Hugo vies for the attention of one of his philandering housewife's children. The cats are always hungry and nobody is safe from their feline appetites. Girlfriends, innocent passerbys with car trouble, or when Goro beats Hugo at chess, he too becomes cat food.
Oh dear.
Hugo is a sadist, and he seems to hate his kitties. When an escaped kitty interrupts his conversation, he catches it by the scruff and hurls it through the air into the pit. Later, when one of his whore girlfriends must leave him to join her man, paying for her luxurious house, Hugo drowns her Persian in the pool. Aww. No stunt cats were used in this film. These kitties were for sure abused.
Aww.
Hey, it was 72. It was Mexico. I'm sure a few of the PAs went missing too. The women he attacks are just as distasteful as him. Self-centered playgirls cheating on their husbands or boyfriends, leaving children home alone to go sleep around, or allow a creep in a helicopter to take their children for a joyride. What kind of mother wouldn't tell their child it's not safe to take helicopter rides with strangers? Sure, it's the 70s. Free love, anything for a thrill. But these women are batshit crazy, and this movie turns the free love thing on its head. Stranger equals danger. All aspects of the mod hippie theme are turned around. Hippie theme fast cuts, edits, featuring the cats every time Hugo has a new prospect for his head collection or his taxidermy collection intercut with his successful conquest of a woman. Playful edit sequences as every line of linear dialogue are cut in different locations, first the bedroom, then the kitchen, then the pool, just before he drowns a cat. There's even a scene when Hugo and one of his girl pals are shooting birds out of the sky with shotguns. It might even be doves.
You see them fall?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
An end to peace, if there is any, in Mexico.
This movie I'll watch.
You have to watch this. The U.S. version tops out at a mere 63 minutes, so I'm dying to find the genius in the other purported 20 minutes of the original Mexican release. Hugo Stiglitz is a compelling lead actor and not in the usual way. He seems either uncomfortable or agitated or cold and distant, never fitting in his own skin as the cool, confident playboy, like a real-life millionaire playboy who really can't relate to the people around him, who has exhausted the thrill out of life too much too fast. Which lands him typecast in this next equally absurd film, Tintorera, The Killer Shark.
Same filmmaker.
Same filmmaker and same lead actor.
Remember that?
This is 1977.
It was looks a Jaws like, ripoff. It was in Daily News.
Oh, boy. It looks like a Jaws ripoff.
It was an ad.
Tintorera.
It's
big.
Tiger Shark. Okay.
Okay.
So Hugo plays Steve, yet another playboy, living on a party boat that hunts sharks by day and swings on the beach by night. When he loses his girl fling, Patricia, to the cock-blocking, speedo-clad gigolo Miguel, a scuffle ensues, fists are flung, but it's not too long before they're hugging and a bromance is born. Patricia then loses her life to the title Tiger Shark, roaming the shores for tasty tourist treats, but nobody seems to notice.
Does it come up on the beach or she's in the water?
No, she goes in the water skinny dipping after fucking Miguel. So the scent was there and she gets chomped. Thinking Patricia left them both, Steve and Miguel become partners in the shark massacre trade, spearing and clubbing sharks in graphic Mondo-style animal torture glory, as well as partners in honing the art of horny bachelors by sport-fucking all the local nymphs.
Oh.
Enter the Madison sisters, who ride into town on the back of an orange truck and have to pay for the ride with attempted rape. Being free-spirited types, they offer themselves willingly to ward off any violence and take sexual coercion from slimy leches in stride. Welcome to Mexico, 77. They soon meet up with Steve and Miguel and swap spit and other bodily fluids with them. Steve wins a bet to have both girls for the night by himself, but quickly tires of their company when they invite a dope pusher and his friends to crash the party boat.
You hear that, Greg? Two girls for the night.
There you go. Steve and Miguel start another sperm competition with Gabriella, the sandy blonde Susan George, which turns into a threesome leading to the happy trio's heathen marriage, complete with rings and a pact of no love, no jealousy, no other women, all lust and sex. In a tenderly uncomfortable moment, Steve confesses he likes watching Miguel get laid.
Wow.
And we, the audience, get treated to back and forth cuts of their blossoming buddy love and glistening, dreamy-eyed, tight close-ups as they gaze warmly into each other's eyes. But the love fest doesn't last long when the tiger shark eats Miguel.
Okay.
Seems like the tiger shark has something against Steve and is deliberately cock-blocking him. First Patricia, now Miguel.
Cock-blocking shark.
Miguel's death results in Gabriella leaving for home, and Steve is all alone again. But there are plenty of warm bodies back at the beach, so he shacks up with the Madison sisters again and makes friends with their dope-pushing brethren. In a drunken party, they all swim for the boat. And would you believe it, the tiger shark takes one of the Madison sisters. Finally, Steve has had enough, and in an Ahab moment of self-realization decides he must avenge all his chomped up lovers and goes head to fin with a floating dumpster. He injures the shark with his spear but loses his life before he can see it die a la Moby Dick. So apparently, the director had enough of this softcore sleaze fest and decided to commit the film to its intended plot of man versus shark, at least for the last 10 minutes. Very strange mix of plots here. I mean, yes, the poster is a giant shark eating a girl, but the tagline isn't, "See giant cock blocking 12-foot penis with teeth spitefully stealing women right from under Steve's flippers." Not sure if this comparison of the shark to a penis and sexual competition for Steve are intended, but they are easy to project once the shark has successfully eaten all Steve's lovers, and Steve has no choice but to personify the animal and vow his revenge. And it's this personification of the tiger shark that makes it more of an ominous to Moby Dick than a rip on Jaws, as well as the fate of Captain and Creature at the fin of the film. Really is amazing to me that you can just drive across the border and be in another universe, or literally buy a few budget DVDs and transcend your couch with Mexican mayhem like this. What should have been a substandard run-of-the-mill rip on animal attack motif turned into an absurd roller coaster ride that took several views to wrap my head around, and I don't think I can stop here. When I popped these discs in, it was like I swallowed the worm and the whole bottle of mezcal in one shot. I'm personally looking forward to more Codona Jr. upside down Mexican horror viewings in the near future, and definitely a shout out to our friend Hugo Stiglitz. Come join the ranks of the horror con circuit. Come to Chiller, because I just must meet the man behind this disaffected Playboy persona.
Yeah.
And we do have something really wonderful here. One of our AC podcast listeners has done a portrait of Hugo Stiglitz. Here's Hugo in his ascot smoking his pipe from Tintorera. And here's Hugo looking disaffected at all the zombies in Nightmare City. And you can actually go and see some of Colin Rogers' work at JaloNight.com. Thank you very much, Colin Rogers.
This illustration, beautiful. These are two views of the same man?
Yes.
This man, a
loving portrait.
This director, he's also...
This the actor, Hugo Stiglitz.
Oh, he's actor.
Yeah, the lead actor.
He's in that movie where the zombies come off
the plane and they're all running around. They go to the studio where the girls are doing aerobics and he stabbed their tits. Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, dear.
And he's like totally like, oh, zombies. Okay, he's a reporter, no emotion. Amazing. I love Hugo Stiglitz now.
my favorite.
Well, he's dubbed in those movies, right?
Yeah, he's dubbed.
Is Tintorera dubbed?
Some of it is in Spanish and some of it's in English. And when you choose English subtitles, it doesn't work. It's just a mind fuck. It doesn't really work.
Tintorera 1977?
Yeah, you have to watch it.
You get like shitty ad in New York Daily News and it would play in like the shittier theaters, like the Hackensack or Tanny, or there was like a Route 4, two little theaters in a corner of a strip mall.
Yeah, I used to see Rocky Horror there.
Yeah.
Holy crap, man. You have to see this movie. It's so fucked.
Does AC carry Tintorera?
I do not believe AC does, but they should.
Yeah, I have to look into that.
It's amazing.
These are two movies I will watch. Yeah. Bill always gives me movies. You got to see this. You got to see that.
I gave you Dracula's Dog, Zoltan. Oh, you got to watch it. You'll like it. He's a Doberman vampire, and he has teeth.
God,
and he has flashbacks.
Oh, my God.
It's so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
is it time
good.
For fan mail?
Yes, it is time
for
fan
more?
Mail. No, you got some stuff we got to see from Douglas Walsh.
Oh,
do you have his pictures?
Yeah, I got everything. All right, so we'll be right back and for fans mail.
I'm Colonel Harold Sanders, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about my Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hey, you two coming?
You go ahead, honey. I want to talk to these folks a little bit longer. Now, I said Kentucky Fried Chicken. There's only one way to cook Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken, and that's my way. We always use plump, young broilers, always fresh, never frozen chicken. It's cut in pieces, and each piece is dipped in milk and egg wash, then into seasoned flour, in which we have the 11 different spices and herbs for flavor. One more thing, folks. It's the only way that you're going to get chicken that is finger-licking good. And I'd be mighty proud to have you try Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken. Mighty proud. Excuse me a moment, will you please? Hey, look at there. Didn't I tell you it was finger-licking good?
Kentucky Fried Chicken. If you want Kentucky Fried Chicken, you have to visit me.
When America's looking for something exciting to eat, America heads for Taco Bell.
All the things you love so much, live before your eyes with a Taco Bell touch. With hot sauce or mild sauce too, a Taco Bell just made for you.
Hey, we're back. Oh, my God. Here is a letter. This is an email. Became a letter when I printed it. Hello, my name is Jeremy Mills. Where and when will Playmate of the Apes comic deluxe package come out? I have a copy of Spider Babe with a poster I sent in 4 months ago. I put a check in there for $7.50 Canada. I hope you got it.
He didn't get his poster.
Oh, Jeremy, sure did you get your poster? All right, you let us know. Playmate of the Apes comic... I'll get you the dates next podcast. Very exciting. It's the comic book with a DVD with now two commentary tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You have the dry Ed Grant and Michael Rosso commentary. That's me.
What do you guys talk about on that?
It's all serious.
About what, though?
History of this, history of that.
The history of what? Space travel? The history of monkeys talking? What are you talking about?
And
that's
then
so fucking
the,
serious.
And Mike,
that.
John, and Zach Laugh Fest.
Is it a laugh fest?
I don't know. The producer, the director, and the cinematographer.
Mm-hmm.
All cutting up.
Cutting it up.
That went pretty well.
I had a fun time.
Yeah. Not, Zach, it's nice seeing you every few years.
Yeah. We'll see him next for what? Lord of the Jesus? No, wait, that wasn't him. We'll have to do the John Backus box set.
There you
John
go.
Backus box.
Butt taco.
Dear editor, I stumble across your blog while looking for bloggers who have talked about pooping and wanted to reach out to see if you were interested in sharing using a graphic my team designed. It focuses primarily on issues from the lack of sanitation and also what we're trying to do to resolve it. I don't know really what this is all about, but it's from our good friend Tony Shin. And Tony, listen, well, we have talked about pooping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We talked about BM today, bowel movements after Taco
I think
Bell.
Every podcast.
Yeah, it comes up.
It does. It really
talk
does.
Talk about shit.
Poop matters.
Okay, poop matters.
Fecal
so, Tony.
Fecal matters.
You get in contact with us. Let me know what kind of graphic do you need. I mean, is he going to, like, draw us with, like...
Oh, my God. We'll probably shit do, like, stains on
shit
her.
Shit heads like corn and poop.
Ew,
oh,
yuck.
Gross.
Okay. Here's a letter from Dear Michael. I just had the chance to take a listen to the new AC podcast episode and wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to read my letter and mention my work. I feel like Casey Kasem.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2:02.
It meant a lot to me. And I'll be sure to mail you guys a DVD once it's released to show my appreciation. Thanks again, and keep up the great work. Best, Courtney Fathom Cell. This was Courtney, who's in the village shooting movies.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, all right, Courtney.
Yeah.
Here's a short distance dedication.
Did he send a movie?
Oh, this is the... Remember, she's at Ass Studios?
Mm-hmm.
You can go to assstudios.tumblr.com. You can go to vimeo.com /363-62236. And a quote here from the IndieWire says, Courtney Fathom Cell is like a reincarnation of the young John Waters.
Nice.
Moby says, I've
Moby
worked...
Moby the singer?
Well,
or
it's
not
only...
the... Is he a singer? Yeah,
well,
a singer.
It's
it has
him,
to be Moby.
It's either him or the whale.
Yeah.
I've worked with Oliver Stone and Michael Mann, Paul Haggis, and Danny Boyle. But I've never experienced greater depths of genius than what I encountered with the borderline homeless degenerates at Ass.
Nice.
Wow. That would have to be Moby.
That's a cool. Great line.
It is.
Thank you, Moby.
Mm. Hi, Mike. I'm making my way through the archives of the Third Eye Cinema podcasts and really enjoyed your interview with Gene. I did an interview with Gene, who runs the Third Eye Cinema podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm now plowing through Alternative Cinema's podcast to catch up. It's tough to find a cult horror podcast that actually has hosts, guests who were involved in the business and have great stories to tell. Gene does a great job of letting those people speak their minds. And the interview with you touched on a number of topics that I'm still passionate about. I'm glad he's still passionate about it.
I worked at a mom-and-pop video store in the mid-80s while in high school, and I just fell headfirst into the big box experience. It pushed all my buttons from a DIY entertainment standpoint, especially at a time when Hollywood was releasing vacuous blockbusters like Top Gun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Joel Schumacher?
No, Tony
Scott.
Tony Scott directed it, yeah.
Tony Scott did The Hunger?
But it was, Bruckheimer produced it.
Who did The Hunger?
The Hunger? That was his brother, Ridley.
Ridley Scott.
No, Tony Scott did The Hunger.
Oh, Tony Scott, you're right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tony Scott.
And you know who wrote that, right?
No, who wrote The Hunger?
That was Whitley Strieber.
Oh.
Really?
He's an author. He writes books?
Kidnapped by Aliens.
It was a good story.
It's great.
The big box was my only escape from that, and
I have that big box.
But entry into deep well of underground films that ran all the way back to the mid-60s. I'm still discovering those movies today. For example, I'm in Houston, which has a handful of Alamo Draft Houses.
Yes, they do. You familiar with those guys?
Yes, the Alamo Draft House.
Is that a pub?
No. It's a movie theater. Oh, they do have a bar.
It's a bar and a movie theater.
And last Wednesday, they ran Horror Remix, where they condensed three films into 120 minutes.
Wow.
They showed Graduation Day, Slaughter High, and Memorial Valley Massacre.
Whoa.
Having grown up in the 80s glued to my VCR, I like to think I'm a well-versed in that era.
Era. But I never heard of Memorial Valley Massacre.
I think that's a PD movie. It's on all those 50 movies in a box.
I loved it. I was sitting there thinking, how many other films like this did I miss? That's the attraction of the 60s, 80s cult horror for me. It was a prolific DIY time, and there's always something to be discovered, just like The Basement.
Nice.
Nice!
Yeah,
that's great. Well,
yeah,
thank you.
Cool.
That's from Michael Costa.
Nice. Thanks, Mike.
Well, that's high praise from a guy who's really into it.
Yeah. Really into it.
Cool.
Nice.
Hey, this is from Trent from Kent.
Trent from Kent?
I really enjoyed March's podcast. The Henrik Kudo is quite a talent. That's a podcast where you guys were not here?
Yeah, we weren't here.
Oh. Henrik took over.
You weren't here either.
It was good, though. Brett Piper was on, and Henrik was playing songs. It was very good.
I saw a short film he did called Completely Defective. It looked really, really good. I was wondering if this was a short that he shot with his Canon 7D that he's so fond of. So it's something to be proud of. Great Brett Piper interview. What a cool guy. I watched Nymphoid Barbarian. It happened to be available on our cable company's on-demand section.
Oh, look at that.
I enjoy... Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm only saying I did not produce that.
Yeah.
And, you know, We need like Shakarama on these channels.
Yes. Yeah.
I enjoyed the stop motion monsters very much. I always enjoy the podcast, especially with a full length interview, conversations with other filmmakers, and of course when John and William Hellfire and Aaron Russ are involved.
Nice. Aww, thank you. Thanks for including me.
On the other subject, alternative cinema has some of the most obscure and cool and bizarre stuff that would have been lost forever if it wasn't for you.
Yay.
Yay.
There you go, Mike.
All right. Thank
you. Yeah, attaboy.
Thank you very much.
Attaboy.
You are like Indiana Jones, spelunking for treasures and bringing them back to display and sell. Cataloging these artifacts, thus proving their existing and preserving them for future mankind to enjoy.
Right on.
God bless you, Michael Rosso. You can,
oh, wow. That's,
you can put film historian on your business card if it's not already there. Best wishes, Trent from Kent. Well, I was in a pretty shitty mood, so now it's like, wow.
I think Trent's on to something, though. You're preserving a lot of films.
Or videos.
Most of the stuff I do is sort of under the radar. Right. I'm not like a big blowhard.
Yeah, you're not like,
look at me, Mr. Big Businessman, saving movies. Yeah, I'm in the television center right now doing a 4K transfer.
Thank you, Trent. That's awesome. Yeah, there's a few gems in that.
Cool.
Here's a letter from Leslie Morris from Victoria, Australia.
Leslie!
G'day.
He says, could I get a catalog?
Hey, can we get some Tim Tams, buddy?
Hey, you happen some Tim Tams, buddy.
Let's trade you a catalog for some Tim Tams. Or Tam Tams.
I would break out some Tim Tams, but I'm afraid it's going to spoil your appetite. We're not going to go out.
What are Tim Tams?
Oh.
Oh, now you got to bust them out.
I won't eat them. I'll save it for after.
Can we do it next time?
Next time.
Next
time.
No.
Mike, can I have self-control?
I need to print out information about Tim Tams. There's a whole history. And then we're going to talk about the Tim Tam Slam, which we'll do here on the podcast.
All right. That'll be fun. That'll partake.
We'll go to Australia.
Tim
it's a
Tam
special
slam.
Cookie.
It's special.
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 Lastly, a big package arrived from our good friend Douglas Waltz.
Oh.
Okay. So we have to, have to play.
CDs.
We have to play his son's band.
Oh,
he sent us.
Shit.
So you have to play that.
Gosh.
Oh,
shit.
Man. Where's your letter?
Oh,
I'm losing everything today.
Shit.
Where
oh, here it is.
Ah, shit.
It's on a box.
Mike, Bill, John, and the Russ. John Waltz's band.
Yes.
It's called Dark in Their Hearts.
Very cool. Let's just listen to a track.
Yeah, let's listen while I open up this little box. Back.
What's in the box?
Ooh, I am handing out specially drawn cards.
Really?
Here is John Fedeli.
Oh my god.
Hand drawn.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool. Thank
Look
you.
At that.
Here is Michael Rosso.
Nice. Oh, that's cool.
Great. Look at that.
That's perfect.
Doug,
that's
man.
Great. Holy shit, that's great.
Here is the Russ. Here's yours.
Aww.
Lucy.
That's
adorable.
So cute.
Awesome.
Thank you, Douglas.
And here is
I love it.
William.
Let's see.
Gotta hold this up for everybody.
Yeah, I'm watching Godzilla.
Oh, that's great.
No, that's Sasquatch.
Very cool.
Oh, that's
Sasquatch.
That's the reflection in your glasses.
Reflections in your glasses.
Oh, that's very cool.
Thank you, Doug. This is really amazing.
That's really cool,
thank
man.
Very
much. Cool.
That is so cool.
Thank you.
This is great. These are going up
very
on the wall.
Very thoughtful.
Great.
Very
we'll cool. take a group shot with us holding up our...
Absolutely.
Yeah, these are going up
that's
on the wall.
That's very awesome.
That's cool.
I'm so used to seeing Polaroids all over the place. Polaroids. I've never seen a drawing of myself.
Good artist.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
Yeah, it's very cool.
You can use that as your avatar if you had a Facebook account.
And when you die, Mike will draw you on his calendar.
Yeah, all dead. All chicken boned out.
Yeah, it's too creepy to think that. Like, oh, you know, the groove. Like, who
you're
going
to have
first?
To do your friends.
Oh. If I died and pool. You had, well, let's put it this way. If you had the death calendar up and going full speed, Dick Clark, Levon Helm, everybody that's kicking it on there, I died. Would you put that on there?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Speaking
I'm glad
of
to hear that.
Dick Clark, did you... I was very saddened when
he
Dick
choked
passed,
on a chicken
though
bone.
He had a great life.
I did not.
But do you know that he produced The Werewolf of Woodstock?
I did know that.
Which
did
we talked
really?
Yes, he did. And he also produced The Dark, starring William Devane and with Casey Kasem.
A young William Devane.
Isn't he responsible?
79.
Isn't he responsible for burying the Werewolf of Washington? Like, isn't it in the Dick
Woodstock
Clark
or
vault?
Washington?
No, it's just that whole show.
Is it out?
That show has not been released. That show is worldwide weird. It's not an individual.
The Werewolf
feature.
Of Woodstock is not out.
It may have come out on a VHS a long time
ago. It's not out because it's buried in his vault.
With all of the shows. Remember, that's an episode of a show, though.
So now that he's
really?
Gone.
Worldwide Weird is like a movie of the world.
We're going to send Aaron Russ
really?
To go talk to Ryan Seacrest, his new son.
And let's release Worldwide Weird.
Well, I don't understand. What is that?
It's a series.
It's like Night Gallery or Twilight Zone.
He produced
Zone.
It?
Each one is a feature.
Is it on YouTube?
It's kind of like a movie of the week, 90-minute feature.
That would be great.
And it went on for years, and there's a lot of horror and thrillers
years?
And supernatural.
How come
years.
I never heard of this?
You weren't like watching a major TV channel? In the 70s, I guess.
I was watching Charlie's Angels.
Because they wouldn't wear bras.
Yeah.
They didn't go braless, did they?
Yeah, they were told to go braless.
Really?
Heck yeah. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That's part of they were like the producers were like, no bra.
It was like after a while, you're like, wow, that Kate Jackson for some reason became more attractive this show.
Well, I think that's it. Anybody have anything else? What did we miss?
I have indigestion from Taco Bell.
Hey, you know, we're going to be back next month.
Next month?
Yeah, next month.
We'll
be back here.
June.
That is if the Mayans aren't right.
What's June? What's happening in June?
June is my birthday.
It's end in December.
Got Flag Day. We're going to be doing Flag Day.
Summer.
Got my
Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Got my birthday.
Oh, you know, I talked about
your mom. No, I thought it was July.
June
what?
26.
Oh, but you're a Cancer.
Yes.
John Fedeli, P.O. Box 152, care of Alternative Cinema Podcast.
Send presents.
Send prezzies.
Send us presents.
Or Tim Tams.
And
or gift cards to McDonald's.
Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
Yeah, all you mothers. Happy birthday.
Yep. All your moms.
Happy birthday to the moms.
All your mommy box. So we're going to be back next time.
No, this was fun.
Yeah,
this
was great.
It was a great time. Thank you very much.
To see you too.
Doug? Yeah, once a month. It's like a fast forward life.
Or a period.
Yeah. Too bad those don't only last one day.
Yeah.
We're going to take our group
days.
Shot.
Okay.
Our
great.
Monthly group shot.
With our,
to celebrate
my
Douglas's drawings.
With the drawings
yeah.
out? Or?
With the drawings.
Yeah. That, yeah. Yours is the best. That's
my
awesome.
Butt.
Yeah, he even put the space between my tooth.
I know. It's great.
Yeah, Douglas, thank you very much for our pictures. We really do appreciate
Mr.
it.
Mr. Rasso, what does yours say? Just for Deli.
Dumbass.
Joker.
That says Fidelity.
What does yours say?
The Rust.
Oh, yours?
That's
Hellfire.
That's how you refer to us.
Yeah, I guess. Well, listen, everyone out there, really quick, just tell all your friends to reconnect on the iTunes since we lost all our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, share it. Share the podcast with your friends.
Yeah.
Get it out there. Disseminate.
Just look for Aaron Russ.
Yeah. What you do is you go over your friend's house when you're going to make mixtapes and stuff, and when they're not looking, just like subscribe.
What?
I don't care.
On
That'd
your pod,
be really cool
on the iPod.
To bring that back.
That's what I used to
mix
do.
Tapes.
Instead of like doing my homework in college, I'd go over trackies to make a mixtape.
Spend days doing that.
I monopolized the whole day because it was real time.
Yeah.
And then you got to switch the record.
Yep.
So a 90-minute tape takes like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, easily.
We're going to do. We're gonna start encoding all our singles at home, all our vinyl singles.
Oh,
so maybe we'll bring
great.
In some.
Who has vinyl signals?
I do. I have
no
a one of
way.
300 Shorty Nigger Hat song.
I don't understand.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Here we go with the racist slurs.
No,
again.
It's not racist. It's the band Shorty did a song called Nigger Hat, and they did one. They did 300 vinyl singles of it, and it was produced by Steve Albini. It's killer, amazing.
But
rock
you have
band.
Vinyl.
It's not racist.
His song's about a hat.
Whose vinyl is this?
About a nigger
hat.
Whose vinyl is this?
Mine.
Where'd you get it?
Tracy Wilson gave it to me as a promo from Flipside Records.
Oh, and these obscure?
This very obscure.
You're
one of 300.
Gonna put them on
clear
that
vinyl.
Wow. That SOU was that WSOU?
No.
No. This isn't
FMU.
Not FMU. Not a band.
This is not FMA.
That's Free Music Archive.
Oh,
you have to own the music, or it has to be PD or something. This is from another band.
Mm. Oh, you can play it on the AC podcast?
I might just play this song. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites.
Okay. All right. Next month, man. Check us out.
Yeah.
Yes, listen.
Tell your friends. Aaron will be naked next show.
That's yeah.
So woo-hoo! Listen in.
Yeah, listen in.
Lucha Libre came to town, and they spread the word around.
to his impending defeat. And he was floored with a mighty crash, a Mexican arm drag, a forearm smash. The ref started counting, the seconds were ticking away. Father, I give
ha ha ha.